It's a Bosa Bolt.
We gotta plant a seed for the future.
Hey, we the best! Let's go show it!
What a grab by Mike!
We gotta plant a seed for the future.
Lunges into the end zone!
This is where you rise. This is where you shine. This is where you become the greatest of all time. History in the making.
This is LA Football Monday.
Anytime Eric Dickerson gets a step, he's gone.
Talking all things football with Rams Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson. Brought to you by your Southern California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com. And now, on AM 570 and live on the iHeartRadio app, here's Fred Rogan, Rodney Peete, and Eric Dickerson.
All right, we continue on. The gang's all here. Eric, Rodney, myself, AM 570 LA Sports. Later this hour, we'll get into what the Lakers have done over the weekend, and it's very impressive. I believe that they have firmly established themselves as the favorite once again. They probably were going in, but now, more so than ever, with the moves Rob Pelinka made, they're pretty much set, at least on paper. We'll get into that. But now it's a segment of the show we look forward to each and every day. Each and every day. We need spirituality.
Oh, yes.
Got to come together.
Come on.
Got to be as one.
Come on, let's get together as one.
And for that, we welcome on Victor the Brick Jacobs with a haiku.
Victor.
At two.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Vic, good afternoon.
Is Vic there?
Good afternoon, Fred.
Eric did it today. Eric did it today.
I was waiting. I'm sorry, Vic. I'm sorry.
No, you see, it's too long. Even Eric was concerned today.
Well, after last week, I was concerned, so good. How's it going, Vic?
Oh, you know. All good on this Monday. Eric, you are. I was telling K-Fig, you are so funny. When you hit the airwaves, your storytelling, you know, from the days in Sealy, Texas, are just priceless.
Thank you.
Priceless. Good afternoon, Rodney.
Good afternoon, Vic.
And, of course, good afternoon to the Hall of Famer, the Rambassador himself.
Thank you.
A.D. Eric Dickerson.
Don't even say hello to me.
Thank you, Vic.
I started with good afternoon, Fred. How quickly you forget.
Oh, yes, Fred.
Well, no, because Eric jumped in early and then it confused me.
I'm sorry.
You were confused.
You be confused.
But now you have clarity, Fred.
Yes.
I want to congratulate Rodney on a beautiful Zoom call over the weekend. It sounded great, Rodney.
Yeah, it was fantastic, Vic. Thanks.
Before we get to the haiku,
yes,
I thought there was a very, very special, maybe an hour, 60 minutes, or however long they spent in the Vatican.
Well, an hour is 60
Pope Francis,
minutes.
Pope Francis and the five NBA guys and the NBA contingent. I thought that was very, very important to moving it forward. Five players, Marco Bellinelli, Sterling Brown, Jonathan Isaac, Kyle Korver, and Anthony Tolliver held court in the Vatican with Pope Francis.
In the Vatican.
Talk about social injustice and how, you know, we can move forward as a society. I thought that was...
Vic.
It's my eye doctor calling Dr. Zhu. Vu. V-U. V, Victor, U, as in you.
Vu or Zhu?
Doctor's calling. It's a Dr. Vu. V-U.
Oh. He's not related.
It sounds like an old James Bond movie.
Yeah, but he's not related
anyway.
To the music producer, Lil Jew.
Yeah, absolutely. Megan Thee Stallion had a great performance last night, by the way, at the AMAs.
Yeah.
But, so they presented gifts for the Pope, you know, commemorative basketball. One thing the Pope threw back, though, he got an autographed Orlando Magic jersey, said, you have it.
Mm-mm.
He did have one question to the five players. The Pope... To the five players, he said, "I have one question, fellas.
Yeah,
where is Mr. Melanzani? Thank you so much, and there'll be two shows nightly at the at the Rome Hilton.
We're too big.
Mr. Melanzani.
Where's Mr. Melanzani in this mix?
Yeah, but doesn't the Pope also refer to you in your other moniker, Mr. Teabag?
Well, not in Italy, Fred. Well, in Italy, you know, I am known as Monsignor Melanzani, and the Pope, you know, he asked the wrong guy. He asked, you know, Bellinelli. He should have asked Sterling Brown, but he asked Bellinelli. That's what I heard. It's just through the grapevine.
Yeah.
Bellinelli didn't really know.
Bellinelli had no clue.
Yeah.
You have to be in the know. But Sterling Brown, of course, from the Milwaukee Bucks, and Jonathan Isaac,
yeah.
Kay Corver, the Tom Cruise lookalike, and Anthony Tolliver. I thought it was a fabulous, fabulous occasion. It was called together very quickly. I think they took a red eye last night to Rome, and they met early in the morning, and they pushed it forward. I think it's beautiful. That's what we have to keep doing. Keep pushing it forward. And, you know, bless the Pope. Bless Francis for reaching out to the NBA.
Yes.
I was touched. I was moved. I was actually moved when I saw that story.
You sound like you were moved.
I was moved. And this haiku for you on this Monday, November the 23rd. It's Turkey Week, y'all.
Yes. What was that? The pimp dog bird?
No, the barnyard. Barnyard pimp.
Oh, the barnyard pimp.
Oh, I love that. Love that. Love that. Isn't there like an ostrich pimp on commercials you see now? It's some guy with like a 70s haircut. He has his pimp ostrich with him. You ever see that spot?
Is it a progressive commercial? One of them commercials?
Yeah, it's an insurance. Yeah, exactly. There's some insurance.
That's an emu.
Yeah.
Emu.
Yeah.
Oh, is that an emu?
Yeah, it's an emu.
He's all pimped out, that emu.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked like a big, tall turkey.
Right?
Cuckoo!
Whoa!
Is that the sound of the pimped out turkey?
That's the sound the pimped out turkey makes.
Cuckoo! No turkey.
Cuckoo!
No turkey goes yip at the end, Vic. No turkey does that.
Maybe, Fred.
Cuckoo! Yeah, Fred. You should see those turkeys in Sealy, Texas.
I know that's right.
Right, AD.
You got that right, brother. Let me tell you.
That was a rather bucolic area of Texas. Eric grew up in a very small town. I've driven past it, Eric. I know, you know, that's amazing that you grew up with such beautiful ideals, and your attitude was formed, and you know, by you know, the great American ideals of hard work and you know, do what's right. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and formed a beautiful Eric Dickerson.
That is how Viola and Kira Dickerson raised me.
You were raised by your grandmother, am I correct?
My great-great aunt, to be exact. But thank you. Great-great aunt.
Viola
Dickerson. Yep. Viola Dickerson.
Bless her.
Yep.
Bless my Viola. Bless her.
Thank you. And my dad, Carrie.
And Carrie.
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 You pronounced it Carrie?
No, Carrie. Carrie Dickerson is his name. K-A-R-Y. Carrie. Ah.
Carrie, Fred.
I understand. Carrie,
Fred. Come on now.
What's wrong with you, Fred?
No, I'm just...
Come on, Fred.
All right.
Fred.
Come on.
Fred had a tough weekend. It was working.
I guess so.
Fred don't work, Fred.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know, but I'm thinking about it.
Fred, you were moved by the Laker moves, and I like that. Right? He was moved. I'm just glad we retained KCP. I thought that was key also. I think no one's mentioning the retention of KCP.
Yeah, Fred didn't mention it.
Kentavious.
We did not have a big fan.
No, Fred just tried to skip over it.
Yeah,
like it didn't
he tried to skip over it, Vic. He's not a big fan of KCP.
Yeah,
that's not
I
fair.
Thought that was key.
I did mention. I don't know if it was key, but I did mention it.
Hey, a little trivia question, Fred, for you.
Okay.
Who was the third leading scorer for the Lakers after LeBron and AD in the playoffs?
KCP.
That's correct.
Bang.
You kind of set that one up, Vic. Kind of telegraphed it, didn't
well,
you?
Well, I wanted to, you know, I wanted to make sure you know the importance and the vitality of Kentavious. He was a key member of that squad. Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened to Montrez in that bubble. You tell me. We'll find out, I'm sure, on media day. Anyway, this is a haiku from Busan, Fred, for you.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Oh, Busan.
Yeah. The mists of daybreak seem to paint, as with a fairy brush, a landscape with a dream. I'm feeling you. Busan.
I think he brought it today.
Yeah.
I'm just to
really?
Point.
I like
you.
That.
I'm not acquainted with the fairy brush, though.
Elaborate.
Well, a mystical brush, like a mystical brush of a mystical people.
Like a fairy, Fred?
Or an elf, an elven brush. It could be.
Right. Now, Eric, I understand.
You know what a fairy is?
Yeah,
like a
yeah.
fairy? Like,
no,
like,
I understand.
Like a little mystical creature?
It's Cinderella.
Yes. Yeah, it's like Cinderella.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I got it. I understand what
Tinkerbell.
It is.
Tinkerbell.
Yeah,
exactly. You got
Tinkerbell,
it.
Right. Tinkerbell.
I just had never heard of
a
brush referred to in that manner, but it's obviously like Tinkerbell was painting it.
There you go.
There's a good, it's a beautiful parallel.
Good one, Vic. I like that one.
Right, Busan
love
right
the heavyweight
there.
Heavyweight for a Monday, Vic. I love it. Rod
bringing
Busan.
Out the heavy artillery.
Vic, you got our week off to a good start.
Well, listen, I try to promote the positive energy. Once you have ED in the house, it's a new game. To me, it's a new game with ED. And a great breakdown of the Rams tonight. And so, in other words, Rams don't have a shot in the hell of winning, basically. Okay.
Whoa.
Well, who said that,
whoa.
Vic?
Whoa.
Everyone's going, no, Andrew Whitworth. Yeah, Noteboom can block, man. Yeah, don't be down on my Noteboom. Noteboom can block.
Nobody's down on your Noteboom, Vic.
Okay, because Noteboom can clear it out.
And nobody
he
wants
can protect. He can protect Jared.
Nobody's going down on your Noteboom. I'm saying that right now.
People are coming down on my Noteboom. I'm feeling everyone.
Wow.
Oh, Whitworth is gone. I forget you got Noteboom.
All right, Vic.
Don't come down on his Noteboom.
Right, E.T.
Right. You got that right, Vic.
It could bruise you.
You got to watch Fred, man.
Yeah, I understand.
It's lit. Stories lighting up the sports headlines.
Brought to you by our buddy Jacob M. Ronnie. Something happens to you, you got to have the best in the business. You know who that is? It's Jacob M. Ronnie, and call him at 844-24-JACOB.
Accident or injury, call Jacob M. Ronnie, call Jacob.
No, Fred was not excited about the Lakers re-signing Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, but very passionate about their signing of Montrezl Harrell away from the Clippers. And Montrezl, maybe about 15 minutes ago, wrapped up a Zoom session with the local media, the LA media. He knows us pretty well, just going up the hall to play with the Lakers. And he was asked, did any part of him want to return to the Clippers? And he gave a very candid answer. Let's take a listen to Montrezl Harrell.
Review that wanted to re-sign that.
I mean, honestly, I feel that, you know, if you spend your career in any place long enough, you're going to want to continue to still keep playing there and keep, growing there. So, you know, of course, I still have great respect for those guys and for the organization. But like I said, as far as, you know, if they wanted me back, you know, obviously it just doesn't seem that way, does it?
He says it doesn't seem that way, does it? He was also asked, did you get a feeling that they wanted you back? He says it goes without saying. It is what it is, really, but apparently not.
Well, it sounds to me like he didn't get the feeling they wanted him back.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah.
He'd
run his course. And then they turned around and signed Serge Ibaka to the same money the Lakers paid him. So at least he doesn't have to move far. Just going right down the hall.
Yeah.
And I think he's a great addition for the Lakers.
Yeah. You get that feeling, though, as a player. You know, sometimes you feel like, you know, an organization, they're not fighting for you. They really didn't necessarily really want you back.
They didn't want you back, right? They didn't fight for you. And they get a guy that is almost like you and pay him that money. Like, okay, they didn't want me back at all.
Right.
Blue collar bliss, Trez, but obviously he's trying to play nice, you know, with the transaction. But obviously something went down in the bubble. There was chemistry problems with the Clippers. You just use the optics. You know, something went down horribly wrong. And a lot of, you know, there was vibes that, you know, that, you know, Trez, you know, obviously his numbers, you know, were not there, and he got eaten up by the Joker. Maybe it was time. It was time. I think the Lakers got a fabulous player.
Yep, I agree.
One of the better games yesterday was the Packers taking on the Colts, went into overtime. Of course, the Colts came away with the victory, and mainly because Marquez Valdez-Scantling, a receiver for the Green Bay Packers, fumbled the ball away in overtime, set up a short field for the Colts to get a victory. And we know how social media works. You make a mistake, you call somebody some money, or your favorite team loses, and they go after you. And Valdez-Scantling said earlier today that he did receive some death threats. He said he tweeted about it last night. He said, quote, "Social media gives cowards the right to say whatever they want with no consequences. So I guess that's one of those things that comes with the profession that you're in. It doesn't affect me. People can say whatever they want as long as people in the building and in my family, the ones that care about me, that's all that matters." But obviously just one of the more classless things you can do. He also went on to say, like, we're human beings. You know, this is a job that we do. You think I wanted to lose this football game? Absolutely not. Totally ridiculous that people would do something like that to Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Right. I've said it before. Heard me say it before. Do you think, man, I'm trying to fumble this ball. You know, I want to throw an interception and let my team lose. Hell no. That man is trying hard. I mean, and I'm with him. Such a coward. Such a real coward to sit behind a phone or a computer and send out a tweet or a text like, "I'm gonna kill you" or something. I mean, that is so coward. If you're a real man, come up to my face and say it. Don't be no coward. That's why I hate that. I don't like social media.
It's ridiculous. It's giving a lot of people a lot of courage.
Yeah, it's like drinking alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. Basement courage behind a keyboard. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. But there should be certainly stiff, hard consequences for anybody that even attempts to go there, even if it is on social media. That's nothing to play with. You know, when you even joke, especially in the times that we're living in now, even jokingly, or you say, "I wasn't serious," but to be threatening towards someone else, when we've seen that turn out ugly, and the tensions that are in this country right now, there's no place for that. There should be zero tolerance for anybody, and they should be able to go after that person, track him down, and put him in jail.
Hey, Fred, let me ask you a question. You ever heard this saying?
What?
A drunk man's words is a sober man's thoughts?
Yeah.
You heard that before?
I have heard that.
Okay, good. I just want to see if you heard that before.
Yeah, I have. And what are you suggesting?
I didn't say no. I'm just wondering if you heard it. You know, a lot of things you haven't heard of. I just, you heard that.
No, I absolutely.
Tell me what does that mean? Give me the meaning of that.
When you're drunk, all your inhibitions are gone, so you might be thinking it, but then you have the courage or the lunacy to say it. Or
there
right
you go.
That's
there
exactly what it means.
Right. You got it, Fred. I would say, man, would say, "I never did like your fat wife. She got no teeth. She ugly. She fed those ugly kids you got." Then the next day, man, I might have said something I didn't mean.
Sound like you talking about somebody you know, Eric. Like, you
have wife with no teeth.
I never like that.
Eric had them thoughts.
Them little ugly kids. Them little crumb snatchers.
I have one question. Of course, it's a horrific act, and the guy should be jailed. Did you guys ever receive death threats while you were playing?
I guess, you know, back in those days, they had to write. I got letters. A lot of hate mail, you know, racist stuff. I mean,
yeah.
Real racist stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. Like when I hear me talk about, I have a real problem with Indianapolis. You know, just the city. I mean, I played in. I have a real problem there because I saw some stuff there and I was, you know, privy to some stuff that was, you know, done to me there that I will never forget. Never. Just like even when I came back to L.A. in Orange County when they threw that fake money at me and that kind of stuff like that. You think I forgot that? You think I forget that? It's certain things. People do things and think you don't remember it. You remember that stuff, you know, and it puts an imprint on you.
Sure.
Yeah. No death threats.
Indelible.
Indelible. Racial slurs and letters and stuff like that. Absolutely. But thank God, no death threats. People take it to the next level. That's just uncalled for.
Yep.
So, well, we've lost control of this country. There's no doubt. I mean, you know, people have this feel that there's a freedom. They can tweet anything they want. Don't ask me where they got that example from, but you can tweet any insane thought you want to tweet, and you have the freedom to do it with no ramifications. I just think it's a sick business we're in. It's a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing and a curse.
Well, I can't check out of here without taking a shot at the Jets every opportunity I possibly can. Oh, yeah.
My Jets. Okay. My Jets.
Get ready, Vic.
Hey, they hung in there. They hung in there at the Chargers.
They did.
But the Chargers
pulled away. I told you Flacco can pass. It just took him about 30 minutes.
You did, Vic. You did. Now, Eric and Rodney, Fred asked you guys earlier about did you know when it was time to retire, when it's time to hang it up. Now, Frank Gore is a little long in the tooth, 37 years old, likely going to the Hall of Fame, third all-time leading rusher, plays for the Jets right now. He says he might actually reconsider reconsidering retiring at the end of the season if the Jets go 0-16. He says, you don't want to go 0-16, especially if this is the last year of my career. He says, I can't say I'm going out at 0-16. If you guys were at the end of the road, but you were on a terrible team that went winless, would you run it back just to say I didn't end my career on a winless football team?
Hell no. I won't get hit though. I'm tired of getting hit like that. Hell no. Take them checks and go to the bank and cash them checks at the bank. We good.
If anything, make you retire sooner.
Sooner, right. Get the heck
like, I don't want to go through that again.
Man, I don't want to do that no more.
Yeah, I would think that would not be the way you'd want to go out.
I would think so too, right? But we're also not taking hits like these guys are. So
no, thank you.
Yeah, no. What I'm saying is, if you go out, I mean, yeah, you're getting paid. I get that.
Yeah.
You're getting hit. I get that. You go out on a team like that, that's your farewell. That's how people are going to remember you your final year. Oh,
well, I don't
God.
Think people are going to remember Frank Gore. Like,
no.
The
final
Jets
year.
Fan.
Final
what are you
year.
Saying about Frank Gore? His career, I think it was in the top three in all time, and you're saying they're going to remember Frank Gore as being on an 0-16 Jets
team? No, what I'm saying
is. What you're saying, Frank,
what I'm
for real?
Saying is Frank Gore is going to remember that he finished up like that. That just sucks. It's just bad.
I agree with that part, but man, you know, it's well, all right. So let's just say he have to come back and play. So he gonna go back to the Jets again. I I'll pass.
Pass, right?
I pass. I mean,
but Frank Gore has an amazing career of endurance. He's so durable. I love Frank Gore. He runs north south. He still gets you 3.5-4 yards a carry. You know, despite him being like 56 years old. But the bottom line is, he can still play, Frank. And he runs behind a horrific offensive line, and he still picks up yardage. He's still very talented, and he's very. I don't think you want to go out 0-16. I mean, I believe he's a Hall of Famer, Frank Gore. I don't know how you guys feel about Frank Gore, but he's right. He's right there. You know, when I think Frank Gore, I'm not thinking twice. I'm thinking Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Well, he's a third all-time leading rusher. I think it probably just speaks for itself at that point. It's hard not to put him
right.
In.
It's hard not to, you know. But think about this, man. When T.O. came up, Terrell Owens, he retired as the second leading receiver in NFL history, and he didn't go in the first ballot. They skipped around him like the fourth guy, fifth guy. That didn't even make sense.
Well, he had a lot of media people working against him too.
Yeah, but that goes to show you how wrong it is. You know, you know, come on, man.
No doubt.
I mean, well, let me ask you this question here: when you think of top running backs in the NFL, top 10, is Frank Gore in there?
You probably wouldn't be the first one off your off the top of your head.
In the moment, in 2020, no.
In the 2021,
no, I don't consider him top 10.
Yeah, in the 1800s.
In the 1800s.
That's what's
lighting
up.
Obviously, he's on the back end of a fabulous career.
Right, you got it.
That's what's lighting up the headlines.
Kevin's been great.
Our visits with Eric brought to you by the Ford F-150. Tougher than before, smarter than ever. The all-new F-150 is purpose-built from the ground up. Redesigned to be the toughest, most productive F-150 ever.
And Fred, you know one thing. I want to get that 2021 F-150. I can't wait to get my hands on it and drive it. It looks fabulous.
I know the new models are coming out too.
Well, they've got that new Bronco coming out. My daughter's a driving age, so I think I might have to grab that for her.
AM 570 LA Sports.
From the Rams to the Raiders to the Chargers, this is LA Football Mondays on AM 570 LA Sports. Eric Dickerson, Fred Rogan, and Rodney Peete are presented by your Southern California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com.
Okay, here's a heads up for you. I'd keep listening. We're going to bust a break here soon.
Uh-oh.
Got something for you today.
Bust it, Fred.
Bust the break.
Yep. Yep, and I think you're going to like it.
Okay, all
right. So stay right there. Okay, we talked about it at the top of the show. Let's hit it again. NBA free agency, and by far, the Lakers not only won the weekend in Los Angeles, I think they won the weekend around the league. Rob Pelinka did a terrific job of keeping the momentum going. Again, it's Dennis Schroeder, Montrezl Harrell. You just heard from Montrez in the last segment. Wesley Matthews. They kept KCP. Signed Markieff Morris. Traded for Marc Gasol. Or acquired Marc Gasol. So it's really interesting that a team that won the title, I can't remember a team that won the title and was able to improve itself like this as the Lakers have. You know, you win the title, and there might be kind of a down year, or you might be still in it battling, but they really made a number of changes, that five new players, plus holding on to KCP. So I think the Lakers are in pretty good shape here moving forward.
Yeah, no, they are. I mean, like you said, it's all on paper. We'll see how it plays out. You know, wire to wire, I think most people said the Clippers were the favorite team last year, right, with the moves that they made.
Yep.
And we saw how that turned out. So just because you have it on paper doesn't mean it's true. But what they've added, I think that, with the concerns, and I think going back to the concerns was last year, the signing of AD, you know, as it took its time, there were a lot of guys that weren't necessarily on the market. But they still did a great job of signing the guys that they did and ended up winning a title. And I think they were early players in this whole free agent thing, that it seems like it could work out for them, and they did improve. So we'll see.
Well, one thing they did, they got some shooters. You know, I think Dennis Schroeder's a real shooter. The guard, he's a shooter. And I think that, for me, that was one of the things that if AD wasn't on, if LeBron wasn't on, like, man, and everybody else is like, oh, my gosh, you know, we can't win without them. And so I think that really helps. And I think when I look at Marc Gasol, Pau Gasol's brother, you know, I mean, when we got Pau Gasol, you know, from the Grizzlies, and everybody's like, man, how'd Jerry West do that? You know, he gave him up for nothing, you know, but he knew something about, you know, basically his brother, you know, Marc Gasol, you know. And you know what? Think about this, Fred. He was, a second-round draft pick?
Mm-hmm.
A second-round draft pick. Then that's like then picking the seventh round, I think, in an NFL draft. You know, you really don't make it. And he's been a journeyman. I mean, and so that shows that, you know, the Lakers, I think I like about the Lakers is the Lakers will go out and do stuff that, you know, that they need to do to win. You know, that, to me, that's like the Dodgers. That's what a good organization does. You know, you go out and you do what you have to do. You get the players that you have to get to make your team a better team. Yeah, we have AD, we have LeBron, but we need some more pieces. You know, we lost our defensive guys, but now we have some offensive guys, you know, and some defensive guys. So, you know, I do like what the Lakers have done.
They certainly got stronger. As for the Clippers, they did re-sign Marcus Morris, which was critical for them. They acquired Serge Ibaka. So they re-signed Patrick Patterson, and they traded for Luke Kennard. So they didn't make the headlines the Lakers did, but honestly, pretty solid for the Clippers as well, Rodney.
No, it was great for the Clippers. I mean, we talked about it earlier. You know, getting a guy like Serge Ibaka, who can give it to you both offensively and defensively, is a big pickup for them. Attitude, you know, obviously, you know, we like Landry Shamet and what he did for the Clippers as a young player. It's sad going to see him go. But they've upgraded themselves too. So I think both teams here in LA are happy with what's going on and taking place right now.
And we just got word that DeMarcus Cousins, Boogie Cousins, are going to Houston.
So Boogie gone?
Boogie's going.
Oh, Boogie.
Boogie, boogie out of there.
Boogie it out.
Boogie, oh, boogie it out.
Yeah, Boogie's going to Houston. Okay, and don't forget, our visits with Eric are always brought to you by Ford, and it's the Ford F-150. Learn about great deals at buyfordnow.com or visit your nearest dealer today.
I am so proud of all of you.
Bravo.
You're doing really well.
Great job.
Socially isolating, wearing a mask, working remotely when you have the opportunity, generously tipping your strippers.
Hot Wings Williams, Lap Dance Lou.
Okay, so a setback here and there. But hey,
this accident occurred.
We got sports back. Job mostly well done. LA's best sports talk is AM 570.
Together, all right, we can make things happen.
Presented by your Southern California Ford dealers. This is LA Football Mondays. Visit buyfordnow.com. Now, here's Eric Dickerson, Fred Rogan, and Rodney Peete.
AM 570, LA Sports.
Hey, Jeff in Valencia, are you there?
Yes, I am, Fred.
Congratulations, you won a pass to the Rogers Holiday Festival. Tis the season for celebration at the inaugural Dodgers Holiday Festival at Dodger Stadium. It's an interactive drive-through celebrating the world champs and holiday season. Runs this Friday through December 14th. It's got holiday light show, LED video displays, fake snow, Dodger elves, and an appearance by Santa. All the holiday music produced by Coast 103.5, your official holiday music station. Get your tickets today at dodgers.com/holiday festival. Jeff, congratulations. Enjoy it with the family.
I will, Fred. Thank you very much.
Okay, we appreciate you listening to the radio station. Before we get out of here, cool, want to bring on a gentleman by the name of Tyler Smith. You know, we are very involved with the Dream Center and trying to help our veterans out. And Tyler's got some information that he wants to share. And let's bring him on now. So, Tyler, thanks for being here.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay. Well, the Dream Center is very, very busy. Talk about what you guys are doing down there.
Well, we're giving back to the community, and it's a pleasure for me to be able to give back, though. I'm a veteran who came here and got his life back, and so it's a pleasure to be able to give back to serve and a blessing to the place that gave me a life back. We're giving out turkeys, stuffing, things for people to, you know, get their Thanksgiving rolling. We do daily giving away to the community in general, like just for food from like 7:30 in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We're just here, like, you know, able to collaborate with AM 570 and the Justin Turner Foundation and just the Dream Center, like, all together just to be able to give back. And, like, we're just so grateful for the opportunity to give back, like, you know, because God gives back to us each and every day, and it's just a blessing to be a servant, to be able to give back, to continue to bless families and to look at the smiles on, like, the faces of everybody who comes and gets, and the kids, and just to see that we're able to make a difference. It's like every day we get to be the change, and it's like we get to walk in that and be the light, you know, in this world, though. So it's just like, it's very fulfilling, and it's good to be able to make a difference in people's lives, and then to be able to have my life change through this place, and to be able to just to see, like, how much that I've been changed, just to be able to change a person, to give a smile and to give food and whatever need, to find a need and fill it, though. So it's just been a blessing to be a blessing.
Tyler, I'm just listening to you talk, man, and I'm getting chills, because I believe in you, and I believe in second chances and turning around your life. And this is personal for you because, like you said, you Dream Center helped you, and now you're able to give back. Real quick about your journey and getting there and what it did for you, so other people can hear that it's because you were down and out, man, and probably lost some hope, and they were helped you get back on your feet. Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So I'm from Jersey, really the opposite side of the country. I was down. I was in some darkness. I had lost my dad to cancer. You know, I felt abandoned. So, like, I was partying. I had got out the military with, like, really no direction. And so, like, I was just, like, you know, I was depressed. You know, I was spiritually bankrupt and emotionally. It was anxiety. And, like, I had really no hope, and I didn't know where to turn to. And then, I heard about the Dream Center. And then I was like, that's a good place for me to get a foundation, you know, to be able to, you know, change my life around. So I came out here, and I knew, I was like, I tried everything of the world, and I was like, it didn't work for me. So I came out here, and I was like, all right, the foundation through God definitely is the answer. So, like, I was like, okay, Lord, like, you brought me here. I'm going to give my life wholeheartedly to you. And, you know, so that way, like, at least if it didn't work, I knew that I tried 100%, though. But, of course, it did work. Because he's always the answer. So, like, I was able to come here, get a spiritual foundation, learn. I got hope now, peace, calmness. I got my life back, and, like, I was basically surviving before, though. And so, like, I was able to just learn, like, about what it means to truly live, and how, you know, God is just the answer, and then the foundation. And so, like, it's like everything got high definition once I got this key, the thing that I needed. And so, like, once that foundation stays, like, not going back, bro, gave me a grateful heart to truly, like, change and just completely, like, do a 180. It's just, like, it's like night and day for me. And so, like, it's able to, like, be able to, like, leave and breathe again. Like, I felt like I wasn't able to breathe. Like, I was being choked out before I came here. And now I'm able to breathe, walk with my head high in confidence. And, like, so, like, I went through the program that they offer here. And so, like, I graduated that. And then I graduated the second year that they offer. And then I got hired on as the Veterans Program Supervisor. So it's just, like, just going and getting God's promises and just continuing to seek Him was, like, the way, you know, that it works, like, for all of us, really. And it's just, like, we have to put in the footwork. And this place laid down the foundation and, like, guided my footsteps. So I'm so grateful to have a life because before, like I said, I was surviving. Now I'm like, living truly joyful, overwhelming life, and it's just beautiful to be able to be on the other side of that. But going through the other side of darkness, I know what it takes, and it's just like this place is definitely the foundation to take the first step to get your life back. And I'm just able to give back to what the place gave to me. And so it's such a grateful attitude I have and a new perspective of just being able to give back to the place that gave my life back, but through God continues to bless them. So I just appreciate everyone who just, like, continues to donate here and just to give the blessing, and then so that we can be a blessing forward, to pay it forward, though.
Tyler Smith has an incredible story. Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete, Eric Dickerson today on AM 570 LA Sports. Okay, Tyler, if somebody wants to help, if somebody wants to volunteer or be a part of it, what should they do?
They should contact the Dream Center. They can call us. They can go to dreamcenter.org, and there's a link on there that says donate, and then they can donate to any, like, program they want, or they could just donate to the Dream Center as a whole. They have, like, the family floor. They have, like, emancipated youth. They have human trafficking. They have us at the Veterans Program. They have the DCD program. Like, there's so many options. So I would go to dreamcenter.org, and then they also have a number on there they can contact us too, so you can call in or you can click in and hit the link, and then you can donate to any program or the Dream Center as a whole.
Tyler, thanks for coming on today. Thanks for sharing your story. Congratulations. God bless you, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. God bless you. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure, Tyler. All part of our season of giving here at AM 570 LA Sports. All right, Eric, nice job today. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. I tell you, don't celebrate Thanksgiving. You have a nice Thanksgiving, Fred.
I know. You won't be eating turkey. But
no, no barnyard pimp.
All right.
Hey, you too, Fred. You too, Rodney.
The barnyard pimp, no. Ronnie, Kevin, outstanding work. And we're all back tomorrow. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Hard part about it, brother got smoked by a fiend. Trying to floss on him, blind to a broken man's dream. A hard lesson, court cases keep him guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cause we're more to be free than a life in the pen. Making money over cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the sin. What's the worst they could do to a player? Got me lost in hell. To live and die in LA on bail. My people say dying in LA, the place to be. To live and die in LA.